Scooch. Strap top. Wizz up.
Your young Metro, yeah. I don't trust you, I'm gonna shoot you.
Ay. You get the bag and fumble it, I get the bag and flip it and tumble it.
Yeah.
Straight off the lot, 300 cash, and the car came with a blunt in it.
Yeah.
La mama a thot, and she got ass, that she gon' fuck up a bag.
Yeah.
Pull up to the spot, living too fast, dropping the dope in the stash.
Yeah.
In Italy, got too far, hoes they DM me. Draw the top, when it's cold, but you feel the heat.
Yeah.
Be real with me, keep it 100, just be real with me. Eat it up like it's a feast.
Eat it up.
They say the dope on fleek.
Yep.
Percocet pill on me. I saw my nigga, baby, chill with me. Them niggas that puffed in the back don't say nothing. Them niggas a kill for me. Back as I count in my sleep on fleek. 100K spent on that patty for leak. Bitch, I'm a dog in my tree. Hop out the frog and leap.
Leap.
I put them bricks in the fender. My bitch, she walk around like she Chris Jenner.
Chris Jenner.
I used to break in the Emma, then take out running like the game of Temple. It's simple, I play with a mantle. Mama say she saw me on Jimmy Kimmel.
Mama.
Canada, cause I'm a money symbol. Walking with the rats, I'm looking crippled.
Money.
Fuck on that bitch, then I temple. A nickel for me to take pictures.
Nickel.
Not from LA, but I clip her. Double my cup or a triple. Fox on my body, no biblical.
Fox on my.
I'm not your average or typical.
I'm not your.
Look at my wrist and it's critical.
Look at the.
Hold it up, dropping the temperature.
Dropping.
I get that bag on the regular.
Bang.
I got a bag on my cellular. Back in the bag of them vegetables.
Bang.
Bag of them cookies, it's medical.
Cookie.
Cocaine, codeine, etc.
White.
Cocaine and lean is federal.
White.
I take out blending on Nebula. As in that's when it ends on my schedule.
Take off.
You get the bag and fumble it, I get the bag and flip it and tumble it.
Yeah.
Straight off the lot, 300 cash, and the car came with a blunt in it.
Yeah.
La mama a thot, and she got ass, that she gon' fuck up a bag.
Yeah.
Pull up to the spot, living too fast, dropping the dope in the stash.
Yeah.
In Italy, got too far, hoes they DM me. Draw the top, when it's cold, but you feel the heat.
Yeah.
Be real with me, keep it 100, just be real with me. Eat it up like it's a feast.
Eat it up.
They say the dope on fleek.
I know that these niggas getting sick of me. These chains on my neck cause a meal a piece. I don't even like to freestyle for free. I put in the key and I ride the beat. I don't even come out the house for free. I pay a nigga to drive for me. JJ couldn't even co-sign for me. I do what I want cause I'm signed to me. I get the bag. They get the bag, have to cut it in half. Stop the comparing, y'all making me laugh. Need to rehab, I'm addicted to cash. Convertible walk, convertible top. My dope got a vertical, look at it hop.
Skrr, skrr, skrr.
And it jump out that pot. Came out the jail and went straight to the. Take it easy, baby. Middle of summer, I'm freezing, baby. Don't leave me, baby. Just drop to your knees and please me, baby. I'm fascinated. Two bitches so fine that I masturbated. Congratulations. She bring me so good that I graduated. They had to hate it. I don't fuck with them niggas, they plastic, baby. A trapper, baby. I rap, but I own all my masters, baby. It's tragic, baby. I pull up and fuck up the traffic, baby. A savage, baby. I'm killing these niggas, close casket, baby.
You get the bag and fumble it. I get the bag and flip it and tumble it.
Yeah.
Straight off the lot, 300 cash, and the car came with a blunt in it.
Yeah.
La mama a thot, and she got ass, that she gon' fuck up a bag.
Yeah.
Pull up to the spot, living too fast, dropping the dope in the stash.
Yeah.
In Italy, got too far, hoes they DM me. Draw the top, when it's cold, but you feel the heat.
For Boast.xyz tonight, proof that yeet is used in hip hop songs right there. Lil Gucci Man featuring Migos. Some beautiful ignorance for you tonight. I'm the mad scientist Miles Rhode. I'm coupled with my man Crafter, aka Black Jesus, aka My Dick Run Hot, aka 2-for-1 at Arby's. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Yep, here again.
Our 18th Wednesday in a row. I can't motherfucking believe it. And for that special 3-6s tonight, we brought for you on the horn a special guest. His name is Doobie. Very near and dear to the folks here at DLive. Thank you for joining us tonight. Dabby, Dabby Daddy himself. Thank you for coming on the horn. If you didn't know how humanly possible it is to smoke all the marijuanas, well, Doobie's here to prove it tonight. And he does every night on his channel. Definitely check him out. But anyway, so fucking shit's going down. How y'all doing tonight?
Eh, I'm still alive. I gotta start smoking so I can catch up with Doobie over here, probably.
Impossible.
Damn, guy goes hard, man. Goes hard.
I've seen this guy smoke fucking. He smoked snakes of dabs that are longer and they're longer than the width of Boozy's clitoris. It's amazing.
Whoa. I mean, how many grams do you think one of those are? Like two grams, 1 gram? What kind of huge dabs you doing there?
Yeah, we did one today. We did a half gram today earlier, a Ninjagini-sized dab. It was pretty good.
Wow. Yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah. And that was after about 30 before that, so.
Man, don't you get worried that maybe, like, you're getting to a point where, like, you, like tolerance will never go down again?
I've been asked that a lot, but I don't know. It's been years. It's still going.
That's good. That's good. I have something to aspire to, you know?
At least you know you can't ever push that limit, you know?
I don't know. I don't think Crafter gets high anymore.
No, not really. Like, I mean, I smoke a decent amount, but not like you. Nothing like that. You know, I'm pretty, you know, pretty recreational daily, multiple times a day, all the time, you know, for years. But nothing like that. Nothing like 30 dabs. Wow. Like, does it burn your throat or anything?
No. Actually, what's worse on my throat is just talking for 3 or 4 hours straight is I find way harder than the dabs, so.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty intense. I feel like with this show, we're such pussies. We, like, go an hour and a half, hour 45. You know, you look at the average podcast of, like, 3-4 hours, and we pale in comparison to that. But it's not, you know, fucking, you put us to shame with your sheer content.
Yeah, content king.
Content king over here. Content, we was kings. Fucking, have you ever heard of using CBDs to, like, open back up the receptors for cannabinoids?
I have, for sure, yeah. I mean.
Yeah, because I was hanging out in the Midwest for a minute, and, like, someone passed, I wasn't really smoking weed at the time, and I was feeling kind of sick or whatever. Actually, yeah, and I'd gotten kind of ripped smoking fucking, everybody and their mom in the Midwest right now has those little pens, you know? Yeah, so I was like, yeah, exactly. So I was hitting on that shit. I got pretty fucking ripped, dude, and I was getting kind of paranoid because I was hanging around family. And this motherfucker shows up with this jar of this almost pure CBD strain called The Mother. I've never seen it or found it since. I mean, I've seen articles on it, but he rolled a joint of this shit. And it was like everything that was great about being high except the psychoactive nature of it. It's almost like it just fucking cleared me out. And then the next time I got ripped, I was like fucking obliterated. But still, it was like this weird experience of like kind of decrypting all of my receptors, allowing me for myself to experience weed again almost for the first time.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, I have buddies that I'm like, if you get too baked, there's no doubt you do a couple dabs of CBD isolate and it's gonna snap you right out of that real quick.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, so, and that's legal like all 52 states as well, right? Like CBD is fully legal across the board. So
yes, it's now federally legal, which is interesting.
That is interesting. I didn't know that actually.
Yeah. So like marijuana is legal in specific states. Oh, by the way, if you didn't, everybody out there on TV watching land, if you didn't know, Doobie is from the Canadas.
Damn, the Great White North.
Fuck. Dude, go ahead.
Back home smoking legal, huh?
That's right.
Back home smoking legal, dog. Shout out to Drake. Fucking Drake. Oh my god. Yeah, this fucking song tonight, dude. Fucking, it starts off with Scooch, and then in between parts of the hook, you hear Yeet. I'm like, oh my god, yes, this is perfect. The only thing better that we'd be listening to tonight would be like Future, Mask On, Mask Off. Fuck it, Mask Off. Shit goes hard. Is there any other Canadian hip hop you listen to, Doobie, other than Drake?
To be honest, there's no music I listen to. Period. I'm not a music guy.
Wow. That's a rare occurrence.
You don't listen to music.
Oh.
Am I hearing that right? He literally doesn't listen to music.
Like,
don't listen to it.
Isn't that like a big part of the stoner experience? You know, like historically at least?
I mean, historically, yeah. And my friends, unfortunately, would always rather put on annoying music than just talk to each other.
Okay. Yeah, I always thought of it as like background noise. Like I keep it as background noise to you know, avoid dead air, which we have a lot of.
Dead air, don't care.
I appreciate the low music, but you know what I'm talking about. When they're just people like to get after it with their music, you know.
Yeah, they go hard on the bass. It's like everything's a party atmosphere.
Yeah.
Oh shoot, Boozy hitting up both Verbose.xyz and Miles Lowrider channel with them ice creams. Thank you so much.
Oh, dang.
But yeah, interesting. Like I go long periods of time of not listening to music because I like to read and stuff, and I think that it's part of my experience of being a half-wit that it's hard for me to kind of, you know, multitask at times. So if I'm getting deep into reading something and I want to experience it, because I'm not one of those guys that skim, you know, some people like skim through stuff. I can't do that. I have to like read every fucking word on the page. Sometimes music distracts me from that. Unless I'm listening to some like shitty lo-fi hip hop, that I can totally drown out. But if it has words in it, I'm fucked. If I listen to music, it's for the sake of listening to music. You know, it's like I'm hanging on to every word. I'm hanging on to every note, you know. I fucking submerge myself. That or makes me... What's that?
I agree with that for sure. Other than I don't really like music, but if I was to, it would be like a movie experience, not just like...
Right? Like Downright doesn't like music. Damn, dude.
Damn.
So like, yeah, I know. Like, whoa. Holy shit. I wanted to cover a few crypto things before we got too deep on you, Doobie.
Jump into it.
I know that... Yeah, I know, and you do have experience with some coins. Like, you fuck around with the shit coins, like Lino and Steam, which I don't know.
I have some major coins, too, or whatever you want to call them. I mean, I play around with all of it.
Yeah, word. You fuck with that Litecoin and Bitcoin you were telling me the other day.
Yeah.
Well, there's this shit coin out there, and it's a major shit coin. It's called Bitcoin Satoshi's Vision. And I'm sorry, Crafter, I know I told you I would not talk about Craig Wright, but this is too...
He's a dick.
I'm sorry. He's going fucking too far. First he forks a shitcoin to make his own shitcoin. Then he claims he's Satoshi Nakamoto. Then he fucking puts in a copyright for the original white papers of Bitcoin, claiming that he created Bitcoin. And now, today, has literally come out and said that fucking Bitcoin itself is only used by money launderers and its users will... essentially rot in jail. If you want to check out this article, it's on CCN. They definitely don't support Wright and his bullshit. If you want to see the other side of it, go check out CoinGeek. That asshole fucking is retarded and supports him completely. Don't let me get into the fucking that asshole. Anyways.
Such amazing stuff, like showing that he's not Satoshi. It's completely opposite of what the vision of Bitcoin is, of cryptocurrency is, of anonymous decentralization. And he's trying to talk about, trying to get government intervention and stuff like that. Like, completely opposite of what all of cryptocurrency stands for. It's baffling.
Yeah, exactly. Like, let me read this segment here. It's like Wright believes that a few government orders could swiftly lead to the destruction of several blockchain systems. He acknowledges that this will not be good for news and crypto investors, but he insists it's probably on the card for them, saying that fiat governments are eventually going to destroy cryptocurrencies. And his whole idea is like, you know, coupling with these currencies, which fucking blows my mind. Like, no actual crypto investor or user of this currency would ever think that. And this is the other one that fucking blows my mind. This is a quote from fucking Wright. Okay. To think, and I'm quoting Craig Wright right now. Okay. To think it's a distributed system which makes you safe is a big error. You're playing lotto with your future. Most importantly, it allows law enforcement to trace your address and in the future hold you accountable. It doesn't matter whether you've been a criminal before you started using the system, but the mere fact that you are aiding and abetting and allowing criminals to mix money with your funds makes you a part of the system. Quote from Craig Wright.
So it's like anyone who uses fiat currency, because most drugs are bought with USD. I mean, anyone who puts USD in a bank or messes with it or uses it is facilitating drug dealers and money laundering, because most of it happens in US dollars. Like,
that's exactly right. If you use fiat currency, specifically USD, you are part of the problem. You are going to jail one day because you're mixing your money with those that criminals use.
Yeah, I mean, like, isn't there a certain percentage of dollars that have cocaine residue, or like all $20 bills have cocaine residue? I mean, I know there's some article or some study at some point, but I wonder if.
Go ahead.
But it's just crazy, like those kind of weak arguments he's trying to use. You know, like they're trying to like poke holes in a cryptocurrency, which are the same holes in any currency.
I think this literally poke holes in his identity as the creator of Bitcoin. I don't think anyone that is involved in the Satoshi Institute would agree with any of this nonsense. Any currency has its money in, you know, nefarious deeds, so to speak. And to say that Bitcoin is you know, going to lead to criminalization because other people that are criminals use it, it speaks volumes about every single currency in existence. That would mean that if you use money, you are in the wrong. This guy's a fucking dumbass. He's obviously not Satoshi, and yeah, fuck the U.S. dollar too. But getting back to your idea, like, what do you think you would most likely get hepatitis C from? $100 bill or a $20 bill?
I'd probably the 20.
Yeah, you think? You don't think, like, fucking major motherfuckers use the 100?
Dirty prostitutes take 20s. That's what I'd say.
Oh, fuck. Hey, and if that 20 was used by a stripper or a prostitute to snort some sort of cocaine off of the body part of one of their Johns, yeah, that 20 is no longer to be in existence. It should be disposed of. It should be taken out of circulation because it's part of the problem.
Part of the problem.
Totally. Fuck.
But wow, Craig Wright really just going off on fucking just a weird direction in his pursuit of trying to get fame off something he had nothing to do with.
Yeah, I didn't want to have to talk about his ass again, but, you know, whatever. And lighter news, finally, I hear we have a hip-hop billionaire, finally.
Oh, yeah, Jay-Z. Hova.
Yeah, fucking Jehovah. Fucking straight-up billionaire. What do you think we could, like, attribute that to? Is it just, like, straight-up his dropping records, or is it that streaming app he has?
I mean, that, and then his huge share in Uber. He owns $70 million in shares of Uber. So that's part
what?
Of it, too. Yeah.
Holy shit, man. So how many shares of Uber exist? I mean, how close is he owning, like, half the fucking company?
I'd have to Google it, but, I mean, I'm sure he owns a significant share, like, at least 10 to 20%.
Wow. Fucking crazy. I wonder if we can get on that platform or if it's just straight-up music.
And then Tidal makes some money too, not like
Tidal. That's
not like iTunes money, but it makes money.
Huh? Everybody that I was hanging out with in the Midwest, everybody that was into hip hop, that's all they used was Tidal. It's fucking sick, dude.
You don't even listen to music, so he's like, "What the fuck is this shit?"
Yeah, it's like fuck
Tidal. Pretty much, yeah.
God damn! You watch movies?
No.
Do you play video games?
Fortnite and Apex.
Oh shit!
All right, I haven't fucked with that Apex. What kind of game is that even?
It's more like Fortnite, Call of Duty, no building.
Hmm.
Like different character abilities. So.
What about pornography?
It's rife with hackers, right?
You fuck with them digital titties, huh? Pornography.
Who doesn't?
Exactly. Exactly. See, I'm a little less scared of you now, you know? I was like, oh my god, this guy's going to be a serial killer. He doesn't listen to music. But, you know, he likes tits. So that's okay.
Yeah, fuck yeah. That's a good gauge, dude. Because, like, who does...
Sound of life.
That's the one reason I wanted to play that fucking stupid Smoke Perp song. Because there's that line in there. It's like, I suck on your girl's titty like a toddler. Yeah, that's why you should listen to music, Doobie, because you're missing out on the most ignorant of rap in existence. It's a time to melt your brain.
I mean, that just sounds awkward, but...
Yeah, fucking Lil Perp is awkward. He's a SoundCloud rapper that, like, somehow got big and started rapping with, like, Lil Peep and shit.
And I love those 12-year-old SoundCloud rappers with face tattoos. I'm real down with them.
Hell yeah, bro.
You know, I understand why you don't listen to music. I understand. Yeah. Why am I wasting my time with this bullshit? What the fuck am I doing? God damn.
Right?
Fuck
seriously.
You, Lil Perp. Fuck you.
Yeah. Fuck you, Smoke Perp. Fuck you, Lil Peep. Travis Scott, fuck you too. Drake, even though you're from Canada, fuck you as well.
A.
Shout out to Nardwar. He's from Canada. Fucking
Canada. Canada did the weed thing right, man. Like, I mean, like, you guys let everyone out of prison. like, do you know, Colorado, there's people who are still in prison for, like, you know, dealing weed, but that were convicted before it was legalized, and now it's legalized, and they're still in prison. That's crazy. Like, Canada let them out.
No.
Well,
we didn't retroactively legalize, no.
What? Why? So there's people just sitting in prison for smoking weed while people are smoking weed.
Literally, yeah. They could have been arrested 4 days before it got legalized, and they could be in prison right now still. I mean,
that's crazy. What? Person, right? Right.
The only country to do that, to my knowledge, is Jamaica.
Huh. Wow. Interesting.
That'd be good.
That's fucking crazy, though. I don't think Canada did it right at all, and I don't think any of the states are doing it right either. I don't believe in legalization.
But Jamaica did it right. Decriminalization. That's what it should be. Fuck legalization.
I totally agree. That way that it gives weed back to the people. You control your consumption. You control your production. It's not about this idea of some sort of government entity making money off of it.
Exactly. And there's no limit on, I can sell this or I can only have this much. It's just whatever. Learn for yourself.
Boozy, thanks for putting yourself out there trying to recruit. Don't just get banned from everywhere, though. It's cool. People show up or they don't, or they'll watch us later. Check us out, verbose.xyz. You can see our whole archive. It is there. There's also a myriad of different channels you can check our shit on. So if you're checking this now or checking out later, it's all good.
So
you get banned from three channels simultaneously, you do get a week ban on the whole platform. So.
Oh, shit.
Nice. Let's go for it.
I feel the same way, dude. DLive kind of, there's some weird rules and shit that come up with DLive that make me suspicious. Like, at first I was like, wow, this platform's awesome. I love shitcoins. Fucking hit me up. But then I heard there's a rule that if you step away from your chat for a certain amount of time, you get banned. Can you confirm that, Doobie, or not?
I'm not positive of that one, but I do know that if you leave your stream, if you're streaming and you leave it, like, unattended for a certain period of time, they can ban you for that, I think.
Interesting. So I can't just, like, rock some, like, lo-fi hip-hop or, like shit tons of, like, wrestling videos from back in the 90s for, like, 24/7.
Well, and they banned that, I think, with the new chest, right? Because that's, like, chest promoting or streaming for chest promotion reasons is banned now, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, that's crazy. Hell yeah. Oh, shit. What up, Star Dragon? Thank you so much for the follow. Super appreciate it. Fuck yeah with that weeb shit. What the fuck is... Get that weeb shit out of here.
Fuck
just joking.
You weeaboos.
You fucking weeaboos. So, do you watch that anime? So, do you watch cartoon titties there, Doobie?
I do not, no.
Oh, thank God.
No tentacle porn, huh? No tentacle porn.
Oh, shit. What up, Envy Storm? Fucking all up in this hizzy. Appreciate you, man. We got a couple people hanging out tonight. Super appreciate you guys. So yeah, no tentacle porn. That's good. I'm fucking down with that.
Honestly say, I've never even seen a tentacle in a cartoon woman, so.
You mean like inside of a cartoon woman?
Anywhere near a cartoon woman, actually.
Would you like me to change that for you tonight?
Please do not.
Yeah, I would love to like destroy your face with that shit, man. It's bad. Everywhere. You can never take it back. I remember being like, I think I was like 13 or 14, surfing the internets and shit. And I stumbled across hentai. And at first it's all good, you know, it's like fucking big titty bitches and shit. And then all of a sudden you get into these weird like amalgamations of gender. So it's like, I still have this vivid fucking picture of this in my mind. It's this like Amazonian fucking, you know, weeb chick character or whatever. She has huge titties. She has a dick and she's fucking her own tits with this dick while sucking on it, but the balls are also like a pussy with teeth. Yeah, you can't take that back ever.
Yeah. Wow.
Yep. I still to this day remember that. And that's why, yeah, fucking weeaboo trash, fuck that shit.
Oh my God.
Although I got a half chub right now. Is that wrong?
Yeah.
Especially in a chat with two men. I don't know.
Well, I mean, if you jerk off, you're at least 3% gay, right? Am I right or am I right?
I mean, I actually had that discussion with my girlfriend. If you go back in time and have sex with yourself, is that gay or is it just jerking off? I don't know.
Well, okay, wait a minute. It depends. Wait, are you jerking, like, are you go back in time and touching your dick with your hand, or are you fucking your past self in the ass?
Quite literally fucking your past self. Is that just jerking off?
Heh.
No, that's just gay. That's gay.
Yeah.
That's just gay.
Yeah, I would say it was gay. I would say it would be gay.
It depends on what model of time travel you're talking about. If it's a multiverse theory, then yeah, you fucked another version of yourself. That's gay. If it's Back to the Future, then I don't know.
If it's Back to the Future, if it's Back to the Future, you get too close to yourself, you disappear. Isn't that true? Isn't that how it goes?
I don't know. I mean,
over time.
Emmett, Dr. Brown talked to himself. I don't know.
Did he? Did he fuck himself?
I don't know. Maybe
you have enough time to slip the tip in real quick.
Envy Storm is saying it's gay.
I mean, it sounds pretty gay.
What if you go back in time and fuck your own mom? Is that incest?
Yes. You fuck your mom at any point.
but fucking yourself isn't, you don't think is gay, Doobie?
No, I don't think so. No, that's just because it's only one man. If there's only one person, right? Like, you can't really be gay.
Do you ever look at yourself in the mirror and think, wow, I'm hot?
Only when I'm naked.
Touché. Now, would it be gay if you sucked your own dick?
Only if you swallow.
What if you're wearing socks?
I mean, don't you always wear socks? That makes your orgasm better.
Does it?
That warm feet makes a better orgasm, always.
Shut the fuck up. That's fucking awesome. I'm gonna have to try that. I always take off socks because I feel weird, like I have to be completely naked, you know?
And girls, too, they'll orgasm easier as well if they have warm feet.
Shut up.
Is this Canadian science? Is this Canadian science?
I've heard it. I read it. I read it. And I'm pretty sure it's true. I mean, I've practiced it my whole life.
So wait a minute. Every time you fuck, you wear socks?
Pretty much, yeah. If unless I didn't have them on already, but I won't ever take them off.
I feel like you wouldn't get traction that way. Like, you know, you got your girl on the edge of the bed, and you're fucking, you know, going to town, and you got wood floors and shit. You're wearing your socks, fuck, you're all slipping back. Like, oh god, can't get traction.
Well, to brace yourself, then you got one foot up on the wall.
Word, you got fucking technique. What about static electricity? You got carpet floors, you're fucking going to town yet again, you know, fucking
that's just added pleasure.
Have you ever sparked a vagina? Have you ever going to go in and psst, this little static spark right on the vagina?
Never have.
Oh my god, fucking spark. I'm so glad vaginas don't have teeth. Like, you accidentally spark the vagina and then your shit's, like, chomped off, you know what I mean? Like, every time a girl does a kegel, you lose your dick.
Kegel?
Fuck yeah. You know what a kegel is, right?
I do. Good preventer of prostate cancer in men as well.
Wow. Like, anal kegels?
You can, like, you know, if you're peeing and you, like, stop your pee, you know that sensation you feel? That's essentially doing a Kegel for a man. So you're just tensing, you're just tightening your prostate gland, right?
Okay, so less in your asshole and more in your taint.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Okay, I feel you. Do you fuck with the yoga?
I don't, but I would like to get into it.
Weird. You sound like a yogi talking about fucking
butthole,
you know,
stretching.
Shut the fuck up.
Butthole and butthole stretching.
Fucking, I bet your butthole's all loose because you don't do them those butthole kegels.
That's not
Crafter.
It's not loose because of that.
Now, that leads me to a good question. Now, if you like fucking a girl, and I think I've asked this before, but I want to ask this to you, Doobie. If you fuck a girl in the ass, does that represent any sort of homosexuality or, like, the potential for homosexuality?
I don't know. It kind of feels like it might, maybe, yeah. I mean, I have wondered this before as well.
Like, a butthole's a butthole, or a human butthole's a human butthole. You know, it's very similar shape, anatomy. There's no difference.
Yeah, and it's like you're kind of curious about it because you're like, oh, I wonder what it's like for a guy.
Now, side question, do you eat ass?
I mean, if it's there and it gets in the way of your tongue, what can you do, right?
Right? Oh my God. That's the craziest thing about being like with really thick, big booty girls is like, you know, you want them to ride your face. And then like in your mind, you think this is a good idea. You know what I mean? And then once they squat down on your face and they start riding and then that nose goes into the butthole. And then you realize in this moment that your life is literally in danger.
I think you got her face in the wrong way, maybe, is the problem. Big girl got a face the other direction. I know it's harder to eat the pussy that way, but the risk is so much lower.
True, because your nose is out. You can, you know, there's always like, if you need to get a burst of air, you can just have your girlfriend queef in your nose, you good.
That's right, and you need that nasal air wind passage getting in there. How else are you going to breathe?
Right? You know, you can't breathe through the asshole. It ain't a snorkel, trust me. You
can't breathe methane, man.
That's true, too.
Some animals can, but humans, no.
Animals or bacteria? And I guess that's a single-celled
organism. Those little fuckers, those little sea creatures that live next to the methane vents under the ocean, they do, right?
Oh, yeah. Huh. Those shrimp and stuff, yeah.
Wait, no goat's butthole is the best? Interesting.
Butthole.
That's from... It's from MV Storm. And I appreciate your use of butthole, because that's such a better word than asshole. Asshole denotes someone that, you know, fucking... Wait a minute. BRB family prayer. Mwah! Sorry. Oh, my God. Are you a religious person, Doobie?
Not even a little bit.
Really? Do you believe any sort of higher power or God?
Not at all.
Interesting. How do you think that we came into existence?
I don't know, probably a computer-generated program or something, maybe. Who knows?
Oh, yeah, simulation.
What? This guy fucking hitting us up with the simulation. That's what I'm talking about.
That's like my dad's favorite one. I don't know. I don't know.
Interesting. So did you ever fuck with religion? Like, did you grow up in that sort of environment? It doesn't sound as such because your dad's like fucks with the simulation theory.
Never, no.
Wow. Is that common in Canada?
Yeah, it's pretty common, I'd say, yeah.
Interesting. I would love to live in a secular nation. I think that's like the biggest problem currently with the United States is that we're polarized on these ideas of like far left, keeping ourselves out of any sort of like spiritual nature and understanding like what the earth needs, not necessarily what people need. And then the other end of like God, you know, end time prophecies. God fucked Earth, like with his dick. That's from Star Dragon. Anyways, fucking, you know, this other end of like fulfilling end time prophecies and being in this place of like, you know, having to fulfill the needs of a God that's beyond us, past what logically humanity needs. So it's like getting ripped in. It's like a child getting ripped in half by two opposing parents. You know, what scares me right now is a lot of things going in the U.S. seems to be on that polarized level. We can't meet in the middle on any sort of ideas because everything is just one way or the other. It's like my way, no highway option, and no one's willing to budge on any of this. What do you say to that, Crafter?
Yeah, I'd say we're moving to levels of extremism on both ends in America. We have a very vocal militant left and a very vocal militant right, and they both seem to refuse to want any middle ground or even work through a democratic system. It seems like they want to both take advantage and find ways to cheat.
What do you think of what do you think about these ideas of Planned Parenthood? And like recently like surfaced documents of like literal population control and involvement with eugenics groups.
That's weird shit too. I wonder if other countries have that. Like in Canada, I know like you guys are more, you know, usually more liberal than we are. Is that something that you guys ever saw there? Like, with do you guys have like you know, Planned Parenthood-like groups? You know, like groups that, you know, support abortion and provide those kind of services and birth control, like on a national level.
Well, I mean, yeah, the words are a loss at me mostly, but yeah, we just have open abortion here, right? Like, it's just, it's legal. It's supported by our healthcare system. So
yeah.
And at any time?
I think they just actually passed. You can get it up to 8 months due to medical reasons and 6 months for like non-medical reasons.
Hmm. Interesting.
And like, was the formation, do you know about the formation of these organizations there? Like, in our country, we always assumed like Planned Parenthood was formed for like women's rights and, you know, protection of, you know, reproductive health and stuff like that. And family planning is what they called it. But documents showing up, you know, from 1969, so it was a lot more about eugenics and population control, and, you know, in documents, you know, saying encouraging, you know, like birth control use and encouraging, you know, free abortion clinics, or encouraging women go back to the workplace, encouraging homophobia or homosexuality, like documentation actually saying that these were like plans of ways to limit population. And like, that's what Planned Parenthood came out of, was like this idea of limiting who is born and, you know, and eugenics and choosing, you know, what, you know, population groups move forward.
I mean, perhaps I wouldn't doubt that that is an underlying thing that's put out there, but like, I know up here in Canada, for instance, to get fixed, either being like female or male, like get your tubes tied, get a vasectomy, it is, one, you almost have to have a minimum of two kids before you're even eligible.
Really?
And you need to be like 40 years old, which is ridiculous. Or you're here, you know, your reason is to make more Canadians, is to make more money for the system. And the only way you can do that is by making more little soldiers, right? So
interesting. That is different than the United States. In the United States, you can get a vasectomy for any reason at any age. You can get your tubes tied tomorrow if you wanted to. Yeah, right now. Wow, Canada loves you.
I know even my girlfriend has looked into like getting her tubes tied because she has no desire of having kids, right? And I mean, myself either. I have no desire of getting kids. And the answer is no. Unless you have like an underlying medical issue that is the reason why, like you have, you know, ovarian cancer or something, the answer is just you're not going to have anything done in that department until you're old enough that you won't want to have kids anyways.
Wow.
Huh. So they'd rather you go through abortion than get your tubes tied or getting a vasectomy?
Essentially, yeah. Really, they would rather you just have the kids, I think, because they make the abortion quite a drawn-out process as well. Though it's very available, it is not the easiest thing to do.
Hmm. What were you going to say, Crafter?
I don't remember. I mean, but it's, I mean, it's just weird, you know, weird stance. How do you feel about like current politics in Canada? You know, like with those kind of issues, is it even an argument anymore? Like, it keeps showing up here, like every 10 years that we have to re-argue about abortion and abortion rights. Does that happen up there?
No, I mean, not in my lifetime that I can remember. There's, you know, you always get the little groups that are protesting or that put up a bit of a stink about it, but it's pretty much abortion is allowed and it's going to remain that way. No one, it's never like drawn under fire really. No.
Yeah. And we're used to like the shock billboards and the protesters, but you know, all of a sudden again, we have politicians trying to, you know, ban abortion in states now again.
I think what pisses me. Go ahead.
I don't think you see that too much up here. I mean, I honestly don't. I don't remember the last time a politician even mentioned anything to do with abortion. I don't think it's really brought up that often ever.
I think what pisses me off about anti-abortion groups here, or quote unquote pro-lifers, and I think Crafter's going to like this because, you know, I tend to lean right on a lot of issues, but this whole, you know, this reemergence of abortion has kind of like brought a lot of things up for me. What kind of pisses me off about this whole idea of like anti-abortion or pro-life, or these are the same groups that will go into, you know, Planned Parenthood areas and then fucking blow them up with bombs or like endanger the lives of people that are in them, including, you know, clients, babies that are in bellies and fucking doctors that are involved in this. Like, why is the life, the pre-life, the pre-existing life more important of than the life that currently exists?
Exactly. I think that's why Canada has fell on that side where, you know, it's more important to protect an already living person if an abortion makes that better, than to, you know, risk. It's like, let's go for mystery door and door two. You could have a fucking serial killer. You could have someone who's severely diseased. You could have someone who's just depressed and never enjoys life. You're not guaranteeing a good life just because it's a baby.
Hmm. Indeed. Yeah.
That's very true.
Hmm. Before we get back into some weed stuff, I wanted to touch on a few things that we missed out on last night.
Yeah.
Last week, sorry. We didn't fucking talk about the Mueller report. And Mueller coming forward. And this might be beyond you, Doobie, because American politics, but definitely interject if you have an opinion, because I'd love to hear what, you know, the white northerners have to say.
Sounds good.
But Mueller, if you don't know, Mueller recently, Robert Mueller, the investigator for the FBI, who's been investigating this bullshit into the whole Trump collusion with Russia, has recently come out and made his final statement with this. Saying that, you know, he didn't prove one way or another that Trump, that there wasn't anything either legal or illegal, and that it would be up to essentially, you know, the U.S. government, being the Senate and the House of Representatives, to choose impeachment and move forward. The left being the ones taking the stance of like, well, we could do that. Like, this is still something that's hanging in the balance. And then the right being like, you can't prosecute anybody for something that hasn't been done, even though there's evidence there, but there's no real proof. Like, it seems like the two sides there. So what is your take on this, Crafter? And do you think Mueller's playing sides? Do you think Mueller hates Trump? What do you think's going on with this?
I feel that Mueller's report shows pretty clearly that Trump abused the position. He abused the campaign. He did look for assistance in Russia. He did receive assistance, sometimes unasked for, from Russia. They did target, you know, Hillary Clinton to make her look as not a viable candidate. A lot of things that really point to, you know, he has lots of money ties with Russia. They did help him win the election. And, you know, he continues to not talk about it and kind of obstruct the investigation along the way, telling people not to testify in front of Congress. I feel like it's even if he did nothing completely illegal, it's an embarrassment to the position.
Hmm. What's up with Mueller? He fucking totally ditched. He bounced. What's up with him just like totally resigning?
He resigned because, I mean, I feel like he thought that, you know, like Congress would move forward. If they can impeach, then they could request, you know, witness testimony directly, or and then they could, you know, file charges. But the Department of Justice, who was filing this investigation Mueller was working for, says a sitting president cannot be indicted. So it's not really that they said he didn't do anything illegal. They said they can't indict him as a president.
Right. And the only way to do that would be to
impeach him.
Exactly. So what the fuck? And but literally
I
now,
like,
go ahead.
I didn't like Obama. I didn't like Bush before that. I mean, like, I feel like it, but this is gone to a level of like cronyism and self-inflating. Like he's using the position to make more money for himself, and that's going too fucking far.
But I don't, you know, I think that what we're seeing here is a more calculated puppet head than we've seen in a long time. I don't think that there's much difference between him and Hillary Clinton. I think that the Bilderberg meetings, they just chose him because he's an easier villain to play than Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, I feel like, has more supporters, and she could do her biddings in the background while shedding her skin, being the fucking reptile that she is, than Trump being able to like take on this burden of being the asshole that distracts everything else that's going on in the government. And the reason I think that is because fucking, if you see both sides talking about like, oh, Trump, we're on Trump's side or we're not on Trump's side, who's taking any action? No one's really taking any action. We're just distracting from the things that Trump is doing that's truly nefarious, like dealings with Saudi Arabia, like fucking taking away our rights in the United States, to like the sanctions going on in Mexico right now. Like, you know, Mexico's not very happy with us right now. What happened to like them paying for the wall and Jared Kushner, mending the ties between us? You put on some major sanctions in the name of like, we're going to do this until you take care of your border. Well, weren't you the asshole that was going to build the wall? Didn't you just get all this massive funding? What the fuck is going on? Now the American people are going to have to pay for this. Like, by putting tariffs on Mexico, the imports that we get from them, obviously they're going to be pissed off and redo the same thing to us.
But what would you care about if Mexico puts tariffs on us?
Fucking, I drink those Mexican Cokes, bro.
Would Canada care? Canada wouldn't care either. They don't get anything from Mexico.
Canada don't give a shit, bro. Like, Canada closed their border to us quicker than fucking we did to Mexico. You know what I mean? Like, I remember back in 2008, 2007, they required it that you would need a fucking passport to travel into their country. Previous to that, you could fucking walk in with an ID.
True. A passport right now to go across the Canadian-U.S. border.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And it's the same. And the Mexican border, you need at least one of those passport IDs. You don't have to have a full-blown passport with Visa.
Yeah, but it's bullshit. There's no freedom here.
Freedom isn't free. Freedom isn't free.
Okay, freedom. There's a degree of freedom, but it's a lesser degree than generations previous. There's degrees of freedom. You know, it's not like someone's gonna run into my house and black bag me for saying this shit. That's pretty free. But there's levels, and it's been on the decline.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I feel like we're getting digitally black bagged. You know what I mean? Like, we haven't talked about Israel in a minute, and apparently YouTube is like censoring Nazi ideals now. I don't know what the fuck that means, right? Like, if you deny the Holocaust, you get kicked off of YouTube. If you are anti-Semitic in any sort of way, you get kicked off of YouTube right now. And we all know that we conflate fucking shit with Israel with all the Jews. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that criticism of Israel is the same as anti-Semitism to a lot of people. And I disagree. Mm.
I disagree completely. Just because I love Palestine doesn't mean that I fucking hate the Jews.
Just like it's okay to hate Nazis, but it's not okay to hate Germans, you know? Even though at one point that was pretty much the same thing. It's not okay to hate Germans. It's okay to hate Nazis.
Fucking A. How about this shit from Zero Hedge? New Snowden leak memos show NSA aided Israel's targeted assassination. Yeah. We're going to totally get... NSA is watching us. Shout out to the NSA. Hope you like the show. Gay Israel.
They gave access to Israel more than any other country. They literally just handed them everything, like all chatter and all phone calls coming out of Palestine and stuff like that. Like a huge amount of information. I mean, they probably had access on all of us as well because of, if we see the other documents, the Five Eyes, you know, that's how they get around regulations. You know, they can't look up information on their own citizens, so they have a partner in another country do it.
Huh. Interesting. That's fucking crazy. Wow, this is getting fucking heavy. Let's bring this down for a second. Let's do a little bit of meditation, you know? Let's fucking squeeze our taint up into our butthole real quick. Take some deep breaths. Woosah, okay. Fuck, I think we just got banned off of most major platforms. The gay is real. Shout out to Alex Jones, by the way. You ever want to come on the show, please do. And fuck you, Craig Wright. I'm sorry I had to say it. But I wanted to touch on one thing since we got two of the most major stoners I've ever met in my life on the show. Do you think that possibly by smoking weed, it makes you less of a man?
Possibly, because I read the report. habitual smoking lowers testosterone levels. And now I'm worried that I'm going to become a soy boy cuck.
What do you think?
Literally,
I could link the report. I'll get you a link. I'll put it. What chat would you like it in?
Ever chat?
Yeah, put it in verbose. By the way, if you're checking me out on Miles Lobo channel, super appreciate it. But you should check us out at verbose.xyz on DLive. Also, if you check out verbose.xyz on the World Wide Web, we got links to all of our channels, including on YouTube, BitChute, DTube. Also, we have an archive on our website with all of our old shows, starting from number 1 all the way to 17. We'll upload 18 tonight. and it'll go live on all of our major channels. Super appreciate your support, however it is. And by the, and just to make it known, like, if you check out our shit on our website, that shit does not get tracked, bottom line. You know what I mean? Like, there's no cookies involved. Everything's encrypted. No one's going to know that you're fucking looking at our shit, and we like it that way. Not even us. And we don't give a fuck. Honey Badger don't give a shit. But, I thought this was a very interesting article. 20 heterosexual men, 18 to 28 years of age, that use marijuana for at least 4 days, 4 days a week, for a minimum of 6 months without use of other drugs during the interval were studied. The mean plasma testosterone was significantly lower than the control group for age-matched men who had never used marijuana. Now, the one thing about this study, I wonder if the people that were selected for the study to smoke marijuana had previously used marijuana.
Yeah, I guess that we don't know that. There's a whole bunch of little issues that could be. And there's an old study, too. I mean, 1974. But going through all the old studies and stuff, like, there's a lot of things that, you know, they tested and they show that. And everyone kind of knows the reduced sperm rate in marijuana as well. So, I mean, that could be caused by testosterone loss.
Interesting. Abstinence from marijuana use and simulation with human chronic gonadotropin. What's gonadotropin? That's weird. During continued marijuana use produced. Wait, no. Abstentation. What is abstentation? Fuck. Now I'm going to big words territory. I can't fucking. Abstentation from marijuana use and stimulation with chorionic gonadotropin during continued marijuana use produced marked increases in testosterone. Measures in liver function, circulating gonadotropins, blah, blah, blah. So it looks like, I think what they're trying to say is if you abstain from weed, you get your balls back.
Yeah. but isn't that kind of weird? Like weed use could lower testosterone levels. Like, would that be the reason like stoners are less aggressive typically? I don't know.
Dude, I'm so glad you smoke weed, Crafter. I feel like you would kill people otherwise.
Maybe. What do you think, Doobie? Do you think your testosterone levels have been affected in any way?
I don't think so.
You're just like straight man regardless?
Just a man's man.
Do you chop wood? You chop wood like
Only when I wear my my red plaid shirt and grow my beard out.
Fuck yeah. I bet you
drink... I wouldn't imagine.
You only drink beer out of cans, don't you?
That's right. And then when I'm done drinking them, I crush them on my head.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah. You heard it here first. Doobie crushes beer cans on his head. Fucking Dabby Daddy up in the hizzy tonight. I don't know, man. It's been a minute since I smoked weed. It's been like a month. And
that's too long.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. I feel like in some ways I feel more sharp and attentive to things. Like my attention span for reading is a lot more prevalent, but like I feel super dull in other ways. Like, there's some sort of fun missing in life. I don't know. I miss weed. I miss weed, kinda. But what I don't miss is, like, freaking out and being super introspective and paranoid about things and always worrying. That's definitely kind of gone away from me. I don't worry about things as much as I used to. Yeah. Do you get paranoid, Doobie?
Not even a little bit, no.
Yeah,
God damn. Yeah, maybe I'm just not meant for marijuana. I gotta start smoking crack again, guys.
Yeah,
maybe you like the uppers.
Right? No, definitely not good for me.
Well, there's this medicine I know you should try. It's called Don't Be a Bitch.
That's hard to say. You know, that's easily said from someone who takes dick in their ass.
Oh, no, that's not true.
That is not true. I guess it's not really a dick if it's made out of, like, plastic.
Yeah, exactly.
Or if it's his own dick, as previously discussed.
Yeah, I travel back in time and fuck my own ass. That's not gay.
What the fuck? So, okay, so it's not gay if you have a big ass dick. reach it around and fuck yourself in the ass?
That's masturbation for sure.
That definitely is masturbation, yeah.
What? What if you suck your own dick?
Same.
I think that's probably masturbation, yeah.
That's gay.
I mean,
I don't think anyone has ever had a dick big enough to get in their own ass, though. I mean, maybe touch it, but never get in it.
Huh. I need to research this. Where's Dantos? Huh. Where's Dantos?
I know. Dantos fucking, he must be working the late shift at a McDonald's today, because he wasn't even fucking online. I was trying to get him to mod. You made the football team? You made that by fucking your own ass? Just wondering. Yeah, fucking, I wonder. We should ask DTM. Boozy, if you're out there, can you do a quick Google search for us? Has anyone ever fucked their own ass?
It, with video proof would be nice.
Yeah, post that here.
Yeah.
To all major channels.
Should
What's
we
great
take a
too?
Bet on race? Like, what race did this? Let's just say it happened. What race do you think accomplished this?
Fucking MV Storm is claiming he's fucked his own ass.
Wow. What race are you?
Betty's Chinese.
I bet money that it's not Chinese.
It's either Dutch or black.
Drum roll.
Oh, the first Google search says on many main major porn sites you can find these videos. But,
really?
Huh. Oh, that's what Google said. I don't know.
The more you
now,
know.
Now, if you watch videos of men fucking their own asses, does that make you gay?
Yes. That's 100% gay.
Yeah, there's no question.
German, yeah. Okay. Hmm.
Okay, I
now,
can confirm a quick search on Pornhub. There is no video of a guy fucking his own ass. So I don't know what they're talking about.
Huh. So we're looking at some fucking Reuters fake news shit. And then, you know, as when pursued deeper and further, much like someone fucking their own ass, not so much.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. Now, what if you're a cam dude and you're fucking your own ass and dudes are watching you? Does that make you gay?
I think that makes you have a pretty easy job. I don't know.
That makes them gay. They're gay for sure for watching.
Sure, okay. They're gay, yeah.
Word. So, like, if you're a male stripper and you, like, go to a place and you strip and it's, like, mostly dude clientele, that doesn't make you gay.
I feel like this comes down to like the devil's three-way situation, right? Like it's only gay if you make eye contact.
Or if you look at his balls. If you just see ball contact, eye to ball contact, definitely gay.
If it's ball to ball contact, that's okay.
As long as you're wearing socks, because you're not completely naked. Fucking, I don't know, Lonely Island would suggest that it's not gay if it's in a three-way.
With a honey in the middle and some leeway.
Hmm. Exactly. Devil's three-way. You ever been a devil's three-way, guys?
Just this one.
Hell yeah.
Who's the woman?
I probably have the longest hair. Yeah, it's me. I got the longest, prettiest hair. Okay, MV Storm is claiming that if someone's fucking, if you're a male stripper and they're fucking, I think if I'm getting this correct, it makes them gay if men are out there checking out your show. And I mean, personally, I'd say it would be less gay over cam, right?
But like, does that make you gay if you make porn and a guy watches it? A gay guy watches it? I mean, if it's
right, that's what
porn.
I was just getting at. Because, like, it's different being a stripper, right? Stripper, you got, like, exact contact with, like, humans in front of you, like, putting, like, fucking dollar bills in your G-string and like, grabbing your crotch.
You know guys are watching. Like, if it's a movie, you know, like, guys could be watching, but you don't know for sure.
Right?
You fucking... do if you make a gay porn, though, then definitely guys are watching.
Oh, yeah. And you had a dick in your mouth, so now you're gay.
But what if it's your own dick?
Dun dun right. Dun.
No, you do it for the money.
For money.
Fucking yeah, it's all about that moolah. Hell yeah. Fucking, that's what we should do, Crafter, is we should fucking get into the porn industry somehow. If there's no videos out there of men fucking their own asses, we need to make them. It needs to become a thing.
I would suggest to you that you sign up for Pornhub's model thing, then.
Wait, what?
I mean, you can sign up to Pornhub and become a verified member and earn off of your videos, just like YouTube.
Okay, wait a minute. Explain this to me. Can I just re-upload videos of other porns, or do I have to actually, like, perform?
It has to be, yeah, no, it has to be you, and everybody that's in the video also has to be verified by ID, so.
Oh, dang.
Interesting. How do you know this?
So what made you, you come to DLive instead of going to this awesome opportunity of a lifetime?
Right?
Let's just say I have my fingers in many pies.
Yeah.
Oh?
Multiple times. Like, can we get a link to the account? We'll promote this. You know,
we'll put this out there, man. Fuck yeah, dude.
I don't know this man, but I will look at his dick. Is that gay? Oh, yes, it is.
But what if you're just, like, trying to support your homie, you know? Like, he's getting into this new venture. He just, like, spent a bunch of money on a Speedo collection, and he's trying to, you know, he's trying to come up. You're just trying to make a presence, like, get some views going on, right? It's not really gay.
Yeah, nice dick, bro. Very vascular.
yummy dick, bro. Really keeping it clean.
The vascular part, that was good.
Veiny.
Fuck yeah. Oh my god. Fucking weed, though. Huh. Do you think that, I don't know. Fucking weed, man.
I think that Canada and weed legalization fucking blows ass? Yes. Do I think we should have the right to grow marijuana? Yes. Do we? No.
Not at all? You can't grow it at all.
Well, technically, they wrote in the law that you're allowed to grow marijuana if you use government-provided clones or seeds, but they've not sold any clones or seeds, so...
What? I mean,
That's
crazy shit.
Yeah. Just a little loophole they like to throw in there, you know?
Yeah, it should be treated more like tomatoes, not like tobacco, you know? They don't regulate fucking tomatoes.
Tobacco? I can grow 6 fucking tobacco plants in my backyard legally right now.
Dang, do you? Hook it up.
I do not, no, but I could.
Huh. Fucking, InfiStorm makes a good point here. Well, if you look, if you look at it, it's not gay, but if you do something about it, it is.
Oh. Boom.
Interesting. Boom. Yeah, it's like if you look at hentai and you get a bone, weeaboo.
Yeah.
Same thing. If you look at gay porn and you get like a little tingling sensation down there, you're gay. That's a good fucking, that's a good gauge, you know? We should start just
watch
like
gay porn and nothing happens, then obviously straight.
You're like, ah, oh, thank God. Fuck, I just watched a bunch of dick and ass, but oh, I'm not gay, thank God. So, Crafter, do you think you can make it through a whole gay porn without getting a boner?
Yeah. I wouldn't want to sit through the whole thing, though. Like, what's the prize at the end?
Vagina.
Vagina.
That or just knowing, you know, just knowing that you're not gay.
Just to know, just to check. I just have to check real quick. I'm going to sit here and watch this gay porn just to be sure.
You never got to that point in your life where you had to question? No. All right, I really have to sit back. No, okay.
Is there like a gold standard for like how good the gay porn has to be? Because what if you sit down and watch a really bad gay porn, right?
Maybe that was the problem all along, you know?
Yeah.
You just have to watch a good one. Oh my god.
With a vascular dick.
And the more you know.
After's out there watching like toothpick fights or something.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of dick, there's been a recent upload to the Ethereum blockchain. This group of Swedish artists are doing ASCII art and then like posting it into the Ethereum blockchain. And the most recent one are like these huge depictions of cocks.
Are they girthy? Awesome.
They are girthy and veiny.
Veiny, vascular, girthy dicks.
Yeah. Here on the blockchain.
Ethereum is the gayest coin.
Yep. And Bitcoin would be the most child porn-esque coin then.
Yeah.
You heard about that, right? That's old news, though. That was like, I don't know.
It's old news. Yeah, someone hard-coded links and some other, you know, like the straight binary of the image. So they're like hard-coded into the Bitcoin blockchain.
Yeah, literal hard-coded child pornography into the blockchain. That was fucking blocks upon blocks ago. I want to say that was almost a year ago.
I wonder if like they removed it from the Bitcoin or Cash or Bitcoin SV fork. And if they didn't, I kind of question, why didn't you?
Right? That, I would say, would be out of pure laziness. You know, fucking Craig Satoshi Wright himself, fucking, you know, why would you fork a coin like that? If it, like, went away from the vision. Oh, God, don't fucking get me started on that shit. Pissed me off.
So how do you get weed in Canada? You just like
you go into a dispensary and you give them some money and they give you some weed.
Is it good?
And you just pick what you want.
Where do they get
it? Good.
If they can't,
it's all growing. There's whatever, you know. In the beginning, they handed out 13 fucking permission slips. Justin Trudeau's 13 brothers or whoever sucked them off most recently, and. It those 13 companies or whatever, so, and that's where it all comes from.
Is it pretty good? You guys got like the good shit, like GG number 4 and fucking Tange and all the other cool shit.
Oh yeah, I mean I have all of the, but yeah, we have all the weed here. Yeah, like I get all the different strains and like every kind of strain of shatter and, you know, all the different price ranges as well, like from cheap to crazy expensive.
So it's pretty much just the same as it would be in, like, you know, all the West Coast or Colorado.
Exactly, yeah.
Interesting.
So I'm here for my dad for Father's Day, actually. I just have, like, OG Space Cookies and Violator just, like, sitting here hanging out.
Do you smoke flower at all or just straight dabs all the time?
That what I just read, those were all flower, yeah, but I don't smoke flower. No, not at all. Never.
Never?
Only smoked flower for like, you know, 15 years of my life, so I had enough with it.
You don't like to? Do you don't enjoy the taste at all?
It tastes horrible. It tastes like burning ass.
Damn, I love the taste.
I love the taste too, but once you taste dabs, then you're like, fuck me, that's what weed's supposed to taste like.
By the way, MV Storm, post that article here. I need it. I want to make sure.
After or no?
What's that?
Does craft or dab or no?
Yeah. Yeah, I use both. I mean, the flower, wax. Sometimes I'll put wax on flower. Sometimes I'll do dabs. I have an e-nectar collector I use that Miles got me. No, it's pretty
still,
much...
You still like the taste of flower, even though you dab, huh?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Fucking I mean,
it has to be pretty good flower, though, you know.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Dabs fucked me up. Hey, after, what's going on?
After I quit smoking flower, I pressed my own rosin for, like, I don't know, probably a year or two before, like, we got the whole shatter, like, easy to get shatter. So I got experience doing that, too, you know.
What'd you do
like
with
all easy CO2?
I was just pressing it like rosin. Like, I was just using a hair straightener.
Heat press extract. What'd you do with all your little weed pucks?
Well, I mean, I ended up having, like, 3 or 4 pounds of them. I eventually just threw them out. I did some things with them, like you can decarb them in coconut oil and you can do other things with them if you're like desperate, but
yeah, you can use them as compost too. Just throw them in a fucking pile, grind that shit up.
You could do that. Yeah,
shout out to Unitato Ruler, thanks for joining the chat. Fucking so you smoke shatter, you don't listen to music, you play a few video games. I'm not going to fuck with you the whole Fortnite thing, but I'm wondering, do you fuck with any other kind of substances or shamanic tools or, dare I say, drugs?
No, not anymore. Not anymore. Back in the day when I was a kid, you know, little young boy. Turned 18, I got out of that game because then you go to big boy jail.
But I mean, I'm not talking about like fucking, you know, pills and lean and all that stupid shit. Do you ever like, you know, eat mushrooms?
Not anymore. No, I used to back in the day. I told you I did an ounce before once. Like,
oh yeah, that's right. Fucking crazy, dude. Fucking ounce. What's the most you've eaten, Crafter?
I think 8 grams. That's about it.
Huh.
Trust me, to finish an ounce is really hard. The taste by the end is, it's so hard just to swallow them.
Like, every bite is disgusting to me. I can't even eat like 1 gram without like holding my nose and almost barfing.
No, it's unreal. And then by the time you're done, you have like the burps coming up and it's like you're burping that taste and it's horrible.
Yeah, I've resorted to like grinding in a coffee grinder and adding honey. And that's how I take that shit now. Fuck that. Ugh.
Boozy and I, the last time we did a heroic dose, it was blend them with orange juice and then chug that slimy shit, which wasn't bad.
Or put it on pizza. You can do that too. Then it doesn't taste so bad.
And tides are turning on that. And decriminalization is, you know, they're in Denver, Colorado, and Oakland, California, and the whole state of New Mexico, cultivation is legal. So, I mean, and things like psilocybin truffles are sold in Amsterdam. So it's really not like a scare.
Well, but that's because the mushrooms are illegal because of that tourist incident all those years ago.
That's exactly right. It was several tourist incidents. Yeah. One of which was like, this French guy that murdered a dog and was like playing with its guts in some like open part.
And then
shit.
He later recanted and said it actually had nothing to do with being high on mushrooms.
Really? What a fucking faggot. Sorry, I just fuck that guy, dude. At least they still have truffles.
In Canada, cultivation is fully legal in Canada too, as long as it's wet, right? Only dried mushrooms are illegal, so.
Huh. Interesting.
Because the psilocybin is like so low, the percentages are so low when it's wet.
What is it about drying them that makes them more potent?
Probably just you're just literally losing all of that water weight, I would assume, and that just makes it, you know, because mushrooms are like 90% water weight, just like weed or even more.
Yeah, and even in dry, psilocybin is about like 1% of total weight.
Yeah. Well, and then wet, it's only 10%. It's only a tenth of what it is dry, I think. That's what I've heard.
Envy Storm is asking, what is cultivation?
Growing mushrooms.
That is correct. In Florida, the way we'd keep them going back in the day, you'd be out in a cow pasture real late at night because you don't want some farmer shooting at you with a shotgun. And as you're walking through this cow pasture, trying not to step in a cow pad, you'd see literal fucking, psilocybe cubensis growing out of cow shit. And if you're smart and you want to come back the next several months and make sure there's mushrooms there, you tap the fucking mushroom on the top of the cap so that the spores go back down into the cow patty, and then you pick it. And you do that as you walk around. And sure enough, it would keep that place going.
Man, that's so cool.
Hell yeah. Those are some of my most fun times, man. I used to go to school in Gainesville, Florida. And it was right near, it was in University of Florida, whatever. But like, you go like an hour north of there into Alachua. It's Alachua County, but then there's a town of Alachua, and there's this springs there called Ginny Springs. And it's not like hot springs like you would get in Canada or places in New Mexico or whatever. It's like a cold spring that's like close to the aquifer and like surrounded by limestone. So it's like a constant 65 degree temperature year round or whatever. And like fish grow in there, and there's all kinds of like, turtles and all kinds of different reptiles and shit in those areas. It's just like kind of beautiful marshy areas, right? You can go swimming and stuff, whatever. But this particular spring was butted up right next to a cow field. And it seemed to be like not very well managed. So there wasn't people really on the property, but cows grazed on it constantly. And they'd get really close to the fence. So literally, you'd go hang out in the springs all day, chill, set up your tent, set up a fire, and then fucking hop the fence and like get like, 6 fucking huge hefty trash bags full of mushrooms, jump back over the fence, get your, get some water, fucking, and then start boiling these motherfuckers. And, we'd stay up for fucking, from like 5 in the afternoon to like, 4 in the morning, just drinking tons of the psilocybin tea, getting to the point where like you're running out of the actual tea fluid. So you're just like consuming the soggy mushrooms. And it gets to this point. Yeah. It was, it's not as gross as eating dry mushrooms. I'll tell you that much.
Oh yeah. That's good.
Tastes kind of like dirt.
the flavor isn't as intense either, like piss. So,
right? Fucking A. But I love psychedelics, man. I feel like No, go ahead.
You're down. You just go downtown to any head shop, and you can just buy like the syringe of spores, right? Like, I mean, it's just in store. You don't even got to buy them on the internet anymore.
Wow. That is correct. Oh, you're saying there? That's cool. Same here.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was like that there too. Yeah.
MB Storm's asking. I believe MB Storm's asking this question. I pose it to all of you as well. The question is, how old were you when you first lost your virginity? I was 18 when I lost my virginity. Huh? You doobie? I'm
a story stock like you.
Okay, all right. And you, Crafter?
47. No, I was 18.
Interesting. See, I think Crafter and I have that excuse that we were religious for a long time. But
I was using drugs.
So drugs at that point in your life trumped pussy?
Yeah, for sure.
that would be the opposite of what fucking Dave Chappelle would say. Dave Chappelle would be like, I love pussy.
I mean, I love pussy too, but I just at the time, drugs were real good.
Dang, dude. I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't think any drug has ever been better than pussy to me. There's this one time I smoked meth, and I had to pee. And when I peed, it was like 5-minute orgasm. That was pretty cool. But, yeah. Other than that, fuck no. Pussy all day.
I grew up during the whole Oxy Brigade, so, you know.
Oh, shit. Like OxyContin, specifically?
Yeah.
Did you just eat them? Or did you, like, freebase them? Or snort them?
My buddy used to freebase them. That shit is scary. It smells like burning plastic. It's fucking nasty.
Ugh. And you would just take them?
Okay. I mostly railed them, yeah.
Mm, yeah, no. That's one drug I've never... Where you don't fucks with the psychedelics, I don't fucks with the opioids or opiates. Never really got into it for me. Like, on top of that, it never really did it for me. It was like, okay, now I'm bored and sleepy.
Most people can't get past the getting sick part, you know? Like, nobody likes throwing up.
Interesting.
Someone that it's like the best puking you'll ever have in your life, and they're like, "Yeah, sure." Like,
I don't know. Puking on Molly is pretty cool.
I never puked on Molly before.
Yeah, try it sometime. It's amazing.
Amazing.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's like, I don't know. Puking on mescaline is better though. Puking on mescaline is like. My whole world just fucking changed. Puking on Molly is similar, but it's more like sensual. It's like, this feels so good. Oh my God. Puking on fucking mescaline is like, oh my God, I just puked myself, my consciousness inside out of my body, and now I'm but am I really human? Wait, hold up. Envy Storm's all like, the first time I did a blinker. I was dumb. I cried and peed myself just the other day. I hit my first blunt. Hell yeah, hit that blunt, motherfucker.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
What is a blinker?
I don't know.
Me either.
I want one. If it made you cry and pee yourself, I want some. It's like fucking heroin addicts. Like when your buddy died off of fucking the last batch, you're like, that's the shit I want.
Yeah, just take the needle out of his arm, shove it in yours. You know, he didn't finish.
Fucking it's like Dr. Roxo looking for that bag of cocaine ends up in that cocaine or in that crack den, and then there was that shit on that table that everybody died, and he fucking snorts it, goes to a whole nother level. Fuck yeah. Fucking what a fucking shitty cartoon. You don't watch shit, huh Doobie?
No, I mean, just YouTube, like, you know, whatever channels and shit, that's it. No no mainstream stuff.
Word. It's no metal. Did you watch Metalocalypse? Grafter?
Nah, man, I'm not a weeb.
Fuck you, it's not an anime.
Yeah, not like Avatar, The Last Airbender, best anime ever created.
True. Almost better than Seinfeld.
Oh,
Oh.
Oh, don't push it.
Right, true. Seinfeld is the best anime. You're right. HTC. That's right.
Seinfeld did it first. I mean, a show about... That's what I feel like I'm following in Seinfeld's footsteps, right? It's a show about nothing. I do a stream about nothing. I mean, it's amazing.
Hell yeah. That's kind of what we do, too. It's just, like, verbosely about nothing. It's the verbosity of being verbose. It's verbose for being the sake of... It's for the sake of being verbose. That's all.
What does verbose even mean? Does it have a meaning? Is that... Or is it just, like, did you guys make the name up?
No, verbose definitely has a meaning. You craft, do you want to explain a meaning behind the channel? Craft, are you, did you die?
The whole meaning or just the definition?
No, the entire meaning.
I mean, mostly when I first met Miles, he just, you know, has a very large vocabulary, and he kept using the word verbose for this. Oh, this was had a very verbose output. That was very verbose. This is verbose. Oh, this program is very verbose. And I'm like, you use the word verbose verbosely. So when we decided to make a podcast, it just made sense. The word verbose is mean using or expressed in more words than are needed. So when it's used more words than are needed to explain something, that's a verbose.
Hell yeah. Yep, so there you have it.
Oh.
Learned a new word today. I think it's appropriate for our channel, that's for sure.
It's almost perfect for every podcast, really.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so definitely. It must be like wordy, babbling, you know? And that's what I'm doing right now. Yeah.
Right, same. I'm going to fucking add a bit of lino to this chest real quick. I promised Envy Storm that when he showed up for this cast, I would fucking drop the chest. So stick around to the end of this. If you're in the Miles Lover channel, I'm going to open the chest here. Otherwise, I'd really highly recommend following at verbose.xyz. That's where we're going to start moving towards doing the main podcast from and all that shit. This is just me fucking around, started a channel. But the main Verbose channel will eventually move to verbose.xyz, at verbose.xyz on DLive. You can also find that link on verbose.xyz, our website. https://verbose.xyz. Would that be verbose?
That was a very verbose way to explain verbose.
Oh, shit. Doobie, what the fuck? Thanks, man.
Yay.
Fucking super appreciate you, dude. How much did you throw in there? Fucking, okay, since you threw that in there, I'm gonna just throw that all back. Because fuck it. Fuck it.
That's what I figured you'd do with it.
Fuck yeah. I'm obsessed with this setup. I really hope we don't get Zucked for Eli, but I have kind of a feeling that we will. Because we're assholes. let's see here. Fucking... Okay, here we go. Oh, shit.
I wouldn't be mad if DLive bans us before Twitch. As long as Twitch bans us first, I completely understand.
That's true, too. And we fuck shit up by, like, not giving a shit about, you know, copyright. YouTube doesn't really care. It's like YouTube's like, we're not going to pay you for this. Which I'm fine with. This isn't about the money. It's most definitely about the fun and the conversation. That's it. Okay, so I'm going to put 69 lino back in. Here we go. Throwing 69 lino back into the chest. Oh, shit. Continue. 60. You are about to travel. Transfer 69 lino points into D live chest. Done. Done and done. So yeah. Anyways, stick around to the end of the show. I'll definitely be open. It's gonna be awesome. But who knows? We might end up getting a bunch of fucking Turks that join and then try to like. Has that happened to you, Doobie? Where you get a bunch. Turkish people that just join and be like, open chest, they follow you and then just start like insisting you open the chest. And then once you open the chest, they just all, like, unfollow you, take your lino and run.
Well, they, like, luckily they fixed the chest quite a bit. Like, when it first came out, those first couple days, it was, like, literally people were opening chests and you could pop in their channel for, like, 4 minutes, type 8 words, and get, you know, like, 5% of the chest. It was, like, a joke.
I had that experience, too, when I first fucked around with it. And I was doing that, too. I was, like, surfing people's channels. I was looking for people who were specifically, like, check out my channel. I'm going to open my chest. You know what I mean? So I was, like, looking for those people. Like, fuck yeah, okay, I'll pop in for a sec. Oh, hell yeah. Wait a minute, what? All right, they're about to open it. Fuck yeah. Oh, shit, I just got 20 lino out of that? Holy shit.
I feel like the old system, I think everybody else feels like the old system was so much better. I understand the new system grows the platform in a much, you know, faster way, but.
I don't know. I think that anything good is worth taking your time with. I think that's what it's all about, is like taking your time, getting quality over quantity, you know, not being in a rush to get all. Yeah, because, like, okay, let's see, you know, all these people have these ridiculous follower goals, like, I'm going to make it to 2,000 today, and I'm going to do an Amazon gift card giveaway, and everybody here is going to have a chance to enter, you know? That's all hype, man. No one's really going to want to stick around for that, because the only reason they're joining your shit is because they're just as greedy as you are. What happened to, like, presenting something that's creative and different, you know? Fucking, I get it, you know, a lot of us do this for a living, but at the same token, you might as well do what you love. I think that's why I appreciate you so much, Doobie. You're out there fucking smoking weed every day because that's what you're into. That's what you're about. You know, you want to promote the cause. You got to pause for the cause, you feel me? And I think that's why Crafter and I are here. It's like, we look at, we look over the landscape of all the people that are doing shit, you know what I mean? And it's all this, like, contrived, you know, Instagram fucking cookie cutter bullshit that people are more concerned about their image past, like, what's on the inside, you know? Fuck, dude. Like, and that, the shit that we do doesn't get the views. But I think part of that is because people are, they're so caught up in their own bullshit and their own self-image that they can't stop to, like, actually think about or have a conversation outside of what they truly believe, instead of taking a moment to take in someone else's opinion and try to, like, carve it out in such a way that you learn something. But as old school Miles Loader would say, when you stop learning, you die. And I truly believe that to this day. We got to keep moving forward with shit. You know, we got to keep expanding our mind. We got to keep exposing ourselves to things. This is part of the human human experience. And I was talking with this to you today, Crafter, huh? Of this idea of, like, we were talking, because, like, I usually take the super, I keep saying this, but I always take, like, this conservative stance on things, but lately I've been softened to that. And again, it's been this abortion stance, but, like, in theory, you could look at eugenics and things like that and be like, okay, the whole purpose of eugenics is to essentially lower the population. Going back to, like, the whole, you know, Reddit idea of Thanos did nothing wrong, you could literally say that by lowering the population, you could help the longevity of human existence for the future. The only problem there is that the people who have the power of these organizations or are involved in eugenics seem to do it in a nefarious way, or how do I put this in layman's terms? In an evil way, you know, they have their own interests in mind. They have their own agendas to fulfill. Not necessarily, we love humanity. No, it's not really about that. It's more about, like, we want to control and we want to continue our own shit. So if you look at, like, studies of rats that are put into maze tests, it's like, you can see the translation of genetic information from families of rats from one generation to the next. You take your first generation of rats, you put them through the maze. They don't do the maze that great, right? And then as they figure out and pass on, then future generations tend to figure out quicker until you get, like, 5 or 6 generations in, and these, through literal genetic information passed on from generation to generation, these rats are able to traverse through this maze with no problem, just through the information that's passed on. I think you can compare that to like what's happening with Planned Parenthood today and the kind of encouragement in inner city areas for women to use abortion as birth control, especially like in Black neighborhoods. Like, I don't think that the African American has been as free as long as genetically a European white male has. And there are all these studies that say, oh, if you're if you're Black, you're more than likely to have less of an IQ than someone that's white. But I think what that is more of a study of how long as a society we've all been truly free. Sure, we're all given the same opportunity, but have we all been given the same degree of chance? Maybe I'm saying that opposite. Like, we're all presented with the same quote-unquote freedoms, but the opportunities aren't there because we're not yet on that equal playing field where we've absorbed that kind of genetic information to be able to continue on, to be able to perform at higher levels. So instead, like, I feel like the journey for humanity is to, if we were to lessen of population, it would have to be something that would cross the board. It couldn't be like one over the other. And in order to give like other populations, other races a chance to like catch up as far as the damage that's been done in the past. The greatest reparations, I guess, would be to allow Black humanity to thrive while other nations did not. Is that reverse racist or what? Fuck yeah.
Yeah, you're a reverse racist fascist bastard.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Eugenics bitches. Motherfucker.
Fuck yeah. Black Lives Matter. You did this to me, Crafter. I don't know, but maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like genetic information passed on, and if we don't give the opportunity for that, then there are populations that we'll never be able to experience in the same way. And essentially are put at a disadvantage coming to this world because there's been less generations of people to pass on that information. If your dad was, if your grandfather was a machine, like a laborer, and then your father was a laborer, there's more of a chance that you're going to be a laborer, you know?
I don't know.
No, you don't think so?
No. Depends what country. If you're in India, it's a caste system, yeah, for sure. But in America, nah, doesn't happen that often.
No?
No.
I don't know. I feel like it's only stopped happening in the past 50 years, even. I feel like 80s and 90s kind of changed, you know? And now there's, less people wanting to follow in the footsteps of their family.
Yeah. Cool.
Cool story, bro.
Cool story, bro. How does that help with eugenics?
Well, eugenics is what's preventing populations from being able to experience in that sort of way.
Yeah.
We're just going to fucking keep aborting babies. I think I just went pro-life again. Yeah. Fuck.
Damn it.
Fuck. But I'm just going reverse racism. Yeah. We just got to start killing white people. Whoa, yeah.
You're just racist.
Kill all day white man.
It's just your C Mexicanity. You're just trying to come up with excuses to kill the white man.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. The inner pirate coming forth.
Yeah. You're like, well, eugenics just kills off the white people, and then the other people get to survive better and stronger.
Dude, that'd be crazy. Like, after this podcast, we totally get sponsored by George Soros.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, I wanted to ask you about that, Doobie. Did we lose Doobie?
I'm here.
Oh.
Okay. What do you think of Prime Minister Macron?
Prime Minister, you're cutting in and out.
Oh, sorry. Wait, is it Macron? That's the French guy. What's the fucking Canadian guy? What's his name? Your Prime Minister?
Trudeau, Justin.
Yeah, Trudeau. Thank you. Yeah, what do you think of Justin?
I think that he's probably, who's that, Fidel Castro's son?
Uh-oh. Oh, fuck. What's that guy's name? You talking about the guy who took all the communist stolen money and now, like, shit?
Okay. Well, Fidel Castro, I think it's Fidel Castro, right? Leader of Cuba for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody knows that Justin Trudeau's mother and father were like swingers, and she was probably fucking everybody under the sun, and they spent time together, her and Fidel. So
wait, so you're telling me that Justin Trudeau might actually be Fidel Castro's bastard son?
Yeah.
You heard it here first, folks. Verbose.xyz.
There's a chance. Fucking. There's a chance.
Well, the real question, does Justin Trudeau smoke cigars?
I don't fucking, Justin Trudeau smokes anything other than a lot of dick.
Boom. He smokes hell of a dick.
That's fucking awesome. Yeah, doesn't he have like a really old girlfriend too?
I'm not sure who is. No, I don't think so.
Okay, maybe I'm thinking of Macron. I get those two mixed up because they're both cuck assholes.
Wah, wah.
He just follows in daddy's footsteps, right? He's just there on whatever. Well, they're all just face whatever. I just argue with my dad about that. You guys are funny. My dad would love you guys because you guys talk about that shit, but I just argue with him. I just think that it doesn't matter because it's all, you know, out of everybody's control, so it's not worth our energy.
Huh. I don't know. I'm a fighter, man. Any sort of I feel like I have so little control in my life that it's those things that I really want to argue and create a turmoil over, or like create at least attention to, so that, you know, the collective consciousness can become aware of these things and we rise up to do this shit. You know? Yes, and you're right, Envy Storm, Illuminati confirmed.
I mean, I would say, you know, like it's a worth enough for me to complain. Like, I like complaining. So, you know, I got to find out for reasons to complain. So I got to blame government and blame, you know, Israel and blame Miles. You know, I got to come up with reasons. So, you know, it's worth that much effort. I'm not going to go out there and protest because fuck that. You know, I got a keyboard.
Fucking, you heard it here first, folks. Crafter, number one keyboard warrior confirmed. So, Doobie, also, there's that, whatchamacallit? There's that bill that was recently passed, I think in the past year and a half. I think it's called Bill C-13, as far as illegalizing hate speech. What is your opinion about freedom of speech and how hate speech pertains to that? And what do you think about this law?
I think it's a bunch of bullshit. I think that it's coming into effect. That's what we're seeing with the whole LGBT, not to offend anybody in that community or anything, but that's what the whole LGBTQWRX community is about, and that's why we're seeing it be pushed so heavily down our throats, is to silence hate speech and to silence freedom of speech, and they're going to use that avenue to do it.
What's funny to me is, like, yeah, these same people that use this as a weapon, and the same weapon will one day be used against them, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. Unfortunately, hate speech is free speech. You can't have free speech without hate speech. If you disagree, you have the right to have points, to have talking points, to debate the points they're making, and you know, prove the hate speech wrong. If it's racism, you can, you know, get scientific articles to show that race doesn't matter, or that, you know, like, bring in a black guy smarter than him, you know, and just prove him wrong in one instance. You know, like, the individual always ruins the statistic.
I knew you were gonna say that. Yeah. On my whole fucking rant about the idea of, like, populations and their IQ, that being that the individual always fucks up the whole statistic.
Yep, always. You take the individual and you can't really put an average on them.
Bro, I would vote for you. Envy Storm is like, I would vote for you for president. That's cool because Crafter and I are going to run for president of the United States. I'm going to be his vice president. That's because I'm gay. I'm going to be his cock holster. Hell yeah. ice cream paint job. Fuck. Yeah, fucking freedom of speech, super important. Hate speech, also important. How do we identify these assholes, right?
That you play any role, or I mean, for that matter, that any of your politicians, presidents, political figures, any of the parties, the whole, you think that plays any fucking role in anything, or that, I mean, that it's just for show, right? I mean,
I wish we could say that politics was just for show. I think that there's specific layers of it, whereas, like, you know, where like, one layer of it is like the show that you get, you know, the dog and pony show. Like, this is, we're doing this for the people, and we're going to put out, you know, town hall meetings, and we're going to make you think we care. And I think then there's the nefarious side. There's the other side of government. I keep, now my fucking new catchphrase is nefarious. Sorry, Crafter, don't make fun of me. But like the evil side of the government is what happens behind closed doors, and money that changes hands. And the deals that are made in the name of big business, you know, I think these are the things that we have to really consider, and that are actually dangerous. You know, I don't want government to be involved in my life in such a way that it takes away my ability to be the person that I am, that I have to, like, you know, walk on eggshells of my life or be in some sort of like Chinese, like, how would you say, social credit score situation. That shit fucks with me. Like, I want to be able to make my own mistakes, but be judged by my peers, not by an over-prevailing government. And I think that's what a lot of modern government is moving towards, a system of control, where we're going to lead you in with the dog and pony show, and then on the other end, it's going to be the fucking slaughterhouse that you're going to be signing up for. As a matter of fact, you're going to pay for it. It's like Trump saying Mexico is going to pay for the wall. We're going to pay for our own demise. That's just what I feel. Fucking, there's one last thing I wanted to bring up. I keep forgetting. Fuck. This is government related too. This is gonna be good. Are you falling asleep over there, Craft? Are you still with us? Still with the living?
Always asleep.
Fuck, what was I gonna say? Oh my god. This is a good one too. Oh, god damn it. I always forget like one or two points at the during the show.
I have an important question for Doobie. What's better, an any vagina or an Audi vagina? Do you like, you know, any or roast beef?
I mean, for looks, pleasure, utility?
Like, in general, I would say, what do you prefer?
Have to go with the innie, I guess, probably.
Ding, ding, ding. Just kidding. Would you like to donate any lino to the Make the Roast Toast cause? Well, we would.
We're going to start a Patreon so that we can. It's going to be the Kickstarter to, like, raise money to create an organization to have vagina surgery or cosmetic vagina surgery for women who have Audi vaginas. And then we'll start a Patreon with a paywall so that you can get the before and after pictures. I think it's a fucking genius idea. Make the roast toast, bitches. Personally, though, I definitely don't mind all about it.
I think Audi is better for sex, but Innie is better for eating out and looks. That's what I think.
So I mean, I...
for porn, Innie.
100%.
That's crazy. Fucking... But, like, I don't know. Yeah, I feel you on the sex part, Doobie. Like, you get that suction thing going with the extra lip. Fuck yeah. But I don't know. I disagree on the eating out part. There's sucking a big, you know, hunk of labia into your mouth. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. All the labia in the mouth.
Stroganoff.
Exactly. You know, you feel me, Crafter. You, like, don't lie. You like to get that big old hunk of stroganoff in your mouth.
Gross.
That fucking California pastrami all the way up in there. Hell yeah. Fuck. God damn it. There's one other thing I was going to say. It was on the tip of my tongue, much like a fucking flappy labia. But fuck it. It'll be around for next time. Oh, shit. Boozy throwing some more ice cream at us. Shout out to Arby's. Says, Storm, I'm going to throw this ice cream real quick here into the chest. Let me throw this out real quick to the people while we're closing up. Let's see here. Chest. Fucking double click on this shit. And if you're hitting us up on the YouTubes, thanks. But all the action is on DLive and Twitch. Check out our website, verbose.xyz, links to all of the things. Definitely check us out on DLive. It's a fun new platform. All the kids are using it. PewDiePie is here. You can't fucking deny that shit. Continue. Fucking see. Oh my god. It's bothering me right now. I feel like it had to do with Canada. Love me some Canada too, man. Fucking poutine, right? You all about that poutine, huh, Doobie?
You know. I mean, how can you not be if you're up here in Canada, right?
Hey, how about you, Crafter?
Fuck poutine. Fuck your cheese curds. And fuck your bag milk, too. Fucking gross, man.
Fucking bag milk, motherfucker. I want it in a big-ass container that doesn't fit in my fridge properly.
Yeah.
That's the American way.
That's how you do that shit. That's freedom, bro. You don't know how it feels.
That's right. I want 4-liter Fago bottles.
Yeah.
Or a 3-liter of Cisco, fuck yeah. But you can't get a 40 of any sort of malt liquor in Florida, only a 32-ounce.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's in Florida. Luckily, none of us live there. Fuck Florida.
How many hockey leagues are you a part of?
I never, ever have stood on ice with a stick.
Fucking tendies all day.
Sorry, all the Canada jokes. You know.
Oh,
no,
shit.
It's all good. Much love.
So thanks everyone out there for listening. We appreciate you.
Shout out to Tim Hortons.
So, definitely shout out to Tim Hortons. I guess that shit's in the United States too, man. Fucking, they have that shit. Yeah. Michigan and Ohio has Tim Hortons. Fucking weird. Okay, let's see here. I'm going to fucking hit the distribute rewards here.
Here you go. I've heard that they're not as good though, somehow. I don't know. Maybe Americans just don't know how to brew coffee. I'm not sure.
We don't. It's confirmed. We have no fucking idea.
Yeah, confirmed. Starbucks is just like, they cover that shit up with fucking burntness and tons of sugar. Like, Starbucks makes these ridiculous coffees that are like, I don't know, fucking, how would you say? Like, tons and tons of like different syrups and fucking creams and stuff.
Butthole macchiato.
But it... straight up butthole macchiato, and then like they charge you like $16 for it. That's the funny shit. Fucking so fucking coffee here is disgusting. The best way to do it is if you fucking wait, Envy Storm, it literally said that you got half of it.
Claim, so probably just Boozy and Envy Storm, or I don't know who, it didn't say.
Right.
Rebound okay, good. All day.
Yeah. Appreciate the ice cream at the end of the day, Envy Storm. Definitely check us out. Follow us on our new DLive site, at verbose.xyz. Fucking check out our website, verbose.xyz. Everything verbose.xyz. Verbose, verbosely. And if you're out there, Alex Jones, we want you to come on the show. Fucking shout out to Alex Jones.
Shout out.
Fuck yeah. John McAfee, go fuck yourself. Craig Wright, go fuck yourself.
Fuck you.
And fucking just remember, kids, straight Palestine, bisexual Egypt, and the gay is real. Thanks for coming on the show, Doobie. Super appreciate you.
Much love, my man.
Much love, homie.
Thanks, man.
Shout out to all the mods out there. Fucking Boozy, love you dearly so much. And love all the lemons. All the ice cream, super fucking appreciate you guys out there.
Yeah.
Fucking A. Anyways, thanks. we will see you next time. Take it easy, guys.
So,
peace.